page 41, flowcharts. A flowchart is a diagrammatic representation of steps taken to perform a task. Please underline this line. This is the definition of flowchart. In flowchart, each step is represented in the form of geometrical shape, which has been shown in the next page, page 42, in figure number 4.1 table. We are coming later. Each shape represents a particular use. The symbols are connected using the arrows. These arrows show the sequence of steps in the particular direction. The arrows are responsible for the direction of flow of the program or control flow. An algorithm can be represented as a flowchart. The type of the symbol used will depend on the nature of the action defined in the algorithm steps. Did you know? The start and the stop box is known as the terminal box. Please turn your page, page 42. In this table, it has been shown different shapes used in a flowchart and their uses. There are three columns. First one, shapes and symbols. Then name of the say shapes and symbols. And last of all, uses. Number one, first symbol is oval or rounded rectangle. Name, start or stop box. Uses, used to show the start and end of a flowchart. Number two, rectangular shape. Name as process box. Used to show the process of action. Number three, parallelogram, known as input or output box. Used to show whether a data input or output. Next is diamond shape, known as decision box. Used when you need to select between two options, commonly used as a yes or a no. Last of all, arrow, which is known as flow lines. Used to connect different shapes in a flowchart and indicates the direction of the flowchart. Now, the flowchart helps to understand the stepwise working of a process, the problem solving easily. Flowcharts are used in many industries such as engineering, computer programming, entertainment, education, and the physical science, which has been given as follows. Next heading is steps to design a flowchart. For this, we have to maintain from step 1. Understand the process for which the flowchart is to be drawn. Step 2. List the steps of process in algorithm. Step 3. Begin the process with start symbol. Step 4. Write the first step in the appropriate symbol. Otherwise, it will be wrong. Step 5. Write each successive step in its respective symbol. Step 6. Add arrows between symbols to show the flow of control. And last of all, make sure all the flow paths reach the single stop box. Next heading is rules for designing a flowchart. There are certain rules to be followed while drawing a flowchart. Number 1. A flowchart has only one stop box and start box. Number 2. The direction of flow in a flowchart is either from top to bottom or from left to right. Not from but bottom to top or not from right to left. Last point is the flow of the control follows only one path.